Hello, and welcome to Talking the Talks, a podcast where we spend 5 to 10 minutes learning about fascinating toxicants. Today, Kiana's here to talk about is here to talk about trichloroethylene, TCE. How's it going, Kiana?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming in and talking about this. So trichloroethylene, folks, we're going to have a problem here because I have a real hard time saying this toxicant. So how about TCE? Does TCE work for you?
Yeah, that'll be way easier to use that.
Yeah, I think it's a lot cleaner too. So let's go ahead there. So I've never heard of TCE before. What kind of drew you to it? What made you want to learn about TCE?
So in my first year of school at State, when I was doing my diploma, I actually did a phase one ESA of an old dry cleaning site that was contaminated with TCE. So it kind of piqued my interest as to kind of the background of the actual chemical, because I never heard of it either until I did that phase one.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining an organic chemical here, ethylene, so two carbons, and then three chlorines off of that?
Yeah.
So why dry cleaning? Like, where is this thing used?
So its main purposes is it's a degreasing chemical for metal parts. It's also used for dry cleaning as well, obviously, since I talked about that.
Yeah.
And it's also used to make other chemicals as well. And it's also used for multiple medical and industrial processes, like scouring fabrics for textile factories.
So it's just one of those sort of, you know, quote unquote, like chemicals they find in industry a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it has kind of played in a lot of different areas.
Yeah. So I guess in a way it is mainly just a degreaser, because it's decreasing metal, it's decreasing textiles, it's degreasing for dry cleaning as well. So,
okay. Yeah. So then why are we talking about it here? What's it about that TCE that is makes it a toxicant?
It's super dangerous to humans. Some of the main points on it is it's super volatile, so it ends up in the atmosphere really quick if it's released. But if it's allowed to penetrate under the soil surface, it can become highly mobile if it hits groundwater as well.
So I'm hearing that it's volatile, so it gases off.
Mm-hmm.
It's soluble because it's going to end up in groundwater. Or fairly soluble.
Yeah.
So it's a fairly mobile toxicant. Like just because you have one point source, it can kind of move around a fair amount.
Yeah, that's all right.
So what is the average that human beings exposure level to TCE?
It's fairly high. It's found in drinking water and food a lot. And also if you're working in an occupation where you're surrounded by it as well, that's another way that people are constantly exposed to it, because it can be through dermal contact, through ingestion, or through inhalation. So all three of the main kind of exposure routes it can get into a system. And once it's in a human body, it's moved around through the circulatory system.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm working at a dry cleaner. I get TCE inhalation, let's say, moves through my body, absorption, distribution. What is the effect on the body?
It's bad. You could have respiratory effects, cardiovascular, neurological, cancerous, and non-cancerous. So the list can get pretty
That
long.
Kind of just says, like, you said all of the things. It can just, like, you know, you can just get all of the problems with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really bad.
Yeah. So then in terms of occupational health and safety, are they going to be more at risk than your average person, just because it seems like it's prevalent in so many different industries?
Yeah. So one study I was reading, they found like people that are working in an occupation where they're using TCE is, even if they're exposed to, I believe it was 10 milligrams per kilograms, less than that a day, they're finding that they're gaining the side effects from TCE. And a lot of the countries around the world, a lot of their threshold levels are below 10. So that's kind of an issue. Even if they're supposedly low, it's still not low enough.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there movement on that front? Like, is this being talked about very much?
A lot, yeah, because there's still countries around the world that have threshold limits that are close to like 100 ppm instead of 10 ppm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
it's I'm not going to generalize here, maybe countries that care about their workers a little bit less.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially. Yep.
That's too bad. All right. So with that being said, you know, we have TCE, chemical product. It's a organic chemical. It's showing up in kind of everything, but primarily occupational health and safety. And then in terms of the effects it's having on humans, all of the effects. Like, I imagine it's just basically you look at all these different studies, and all these studies are pointing towards like a different mode of action, or like a different effect of this.
Yeah. So I've seen studies where the kidney's been affected, the liver's been affected. I read a study where people that have been chronically exposed to it, again, through occupational exposure, they've developed Parkinson's.
Wow.
Later on in life because of it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with all that, what are you asking of our listeners here? If, you know, they went through all that and they're kind of nodding along saying, yeah, this sounds bad, what would be your kind of recommendation to them?
Well, for people who are exposed to it through occupation, obviously you want to take more precautions, so maybe more PPE, less exposure times to it as well. Those would be the two main things I would say. But even if governments were to lower threshold levels, the big question is still, is there actually a safe exposure level for TCE?
Like, sure. I mean, there's a lot of chemicals where there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lead being a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much, Kiana, for coming in here and talking about TCE, a chemical which I still can't pronounce, but I'm now kind of intrigued by. So listeners, make sure to tune into our next episode. We'll talk about another fascinating toxicant here on the pod. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, you ready to talk some trichloroethylene?
Trichloroethylene, yeah.
Oh, you picked the hardest one for me to say.
Trichloroethylene.